Any word on Kevin Bowen?
No, he's getting an x-ray right now.
Gotcha. Was it foot or?
Like little leg or ankle. We're not sure. They're getting it checked out.
What's Marshall Spate? What's his injury? He's always been off to the side. I keep forgetting to ask.
Same injuries last year.
Was that shoulder? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take it. DJ Swearinger, he was talking about how some teams in the past had some questions about his character and felt like that maybe held them back a little bit. Was there any concern for you with him, and you know, and what have you seen from him so far?
No concerns whatsoever. DJ has been great. He's been to every meeting, every practice, and practices hard, and he's got a great attitude for the position. You can tell he's got a mindset to play safety. He can do a little bit of everything. He's improved. He's playing a lot of confidence. He's a smart football player. But I think you're going to see more of DJ Swearinger when the pads come on and he's tackling more so than you are now. But I think he's been great. I have no questions about his character.
Bashad Breeland's always been a guy who's shown his emotions. So what do you tell him about going into a pretty big year for him about how to approach it?
Yeah, same thing. I think he's grown up a lot, you know, just from his rookie year to now. I think last year we had some ups and downs, so to speak, in the, you know, whole defensive secondary and everywhere on defense, really the whole team in general. But I think he's grown from what he's learned, you know, as becoming more confident in his abilities also. You can see that. We are installing some new coverages that are new to him that he hasn't played before. He's getting more and more comfortable, but he's working on his technique. Torian Gray is doing a nice job with him, and I think he's, you know, ready for a big year.
Anything in particular you told him to take out of last year and that experience?
You know, I think everybody, you have to take, you know, you have to face adversity at some point. But I think as an individual standpoint, I think, you know, there's certain things that he might take more out of than anybody else. But, you know, we had those private talks, and I think he's learned from them.
Looked like Ryan Grant was out there with the ones and Josh Doctson was going with the twos when you guys were doing 11-on-11s. Is that kind of a roster battle you see throughout Richmond, or what's going on there with the receiver group?
They're both good receivers. They're both going to play. You know, all three of them, they can play X, Z. The good thing about Ryan is he can play all over the place. You know, and we're mainly focusing on Josh at Z right now, see how he does. But Ryan can play all three spots. Very good blocker. Can do a little bit of everything.
We saw Josh sat out the team portion last week. He's good to go. He was going today. Was there anything to that, or was it just rest? Or was it a hamstring thing?
No, nothing to it. Just a little rest.
Thank you.
Jay, where have you seen a guy like Spencer Long kind of jump from last year? He said he was woefully behind, obviously, when he first started taking reps at center to where he is now.
Yeah, I think any time you play center for the first time in your career and it's in the National Football League, you're going to have some rough spots. But I think the more confidence he gets, especially just snapping the ball to the quarterback, you know, that was new to him. You know, the shotgun snaps. And you talk about the cadence. That's all new to him. And then all of a sudden he's got to make all the line calls, protection and in the running game, and that's new to him. So I think he's really becoming very sure of himself in that regard as far as making the calls, making the right calls. Snap counts, snaps are a lot better than they were at this time last year. And just like all these guys, when you get a year under your belt, you're going to be a lot more confident coming into these OTAs, and your improvements will be seen and noticed.
Staying at the same position, are there other plans to shuffle? If Chase Rouillet, six-round pick, obviously has a lot to learn. If he can't quite get there by the time the season starts, what's your plan B?
Well, we hope he can get there, but we have some other players playing at center right now. Ronald Patrick's playing center. He's doing a good job. Those are our three right now, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, obviously we'll start to work some other guys at center also, because you never know. When it rains, it pours. Sometimes we get the injuries on the offensive line, so we're going to have guys play multiple spots.
Is that an area where you might look to bring in a veteran if you feel like you need?
Yeah,
to
we're
like
a long way from that. We feel good about Ronald's progress, and obviously Chase, we drafted him for a reason. We think he can handle it mentally, and obviously he's a big kid. He can handle it physically. Now it's just a matter of seeing him do it out of training camp and in preseason games.
What is your level of enthusiasm or comfort for taking back the play calling duties? How are you feeling about that now? And if you could shed light on Matt Kavanaugh's role as part of that or in addition to that?
Yeah, we're all part of it together. You know, I think I feel confident in doing it. I just need to get back into the flow of doing it, trying to do some unscripted work out there. So it forces me to call plays on the fly, and different situations, different third down, red zone, all that stuff, 2 minute. Just trying to get in the flow, trying to make sure I'm on the same page with Kirk and Kirk's on the same page with me. That's a big thing. But Matt's role won't change. Matt will call some plays too. I'm sure we'll have some recommendations in between series. Bill Callahan will be involved. At the end of the day, I'll end up calling him.
Mm-hmm. You said Doxson's just at the Z position right now. Is that just a plan for him to just kind of stick and learn that, or is what do you guys see moving forward? Is
yeah, he can play both, but right now we're trying to start him at Z, see how it goes. That would be the plan, yeah.
With Josh Norman, he was talking about playing more off-man coverage this year. What's the benefit of that style of coverage for somebody like Josh?
You see the quarterback. Josh is very good when he can see the quarterback, and he is a route-reading machine. So there's different coverages where he can play off and see the quarterback, and he can break on the ball as good as anybody. And you can get up and press also, but there's also a lot to it where he can play off and see the quarterback, have vision.
Can you disguise maybe a little bit more
play? Yeah, I mean, he can still play man from off. You know, he can say you can play two deep, you can play three deep, you can play all kinds of, you can play quarters, you can play a lot of, you can play every coverage off, you know.
How important is it to have Ziggy Hood and his experience in the defensive line group?
Who's that?
Ziggy Hood.
Ziggy Hood. He's one of our hardest working guys. You know, he's a great leader for that defensive line room. And, you know, I think guys follow him, and you see the progress of all the defensive linemen in the strength room, and it starts with Ziggy. He's a guy that works the hardest, and you know, we're happy to have him. He's a great leader for us.
Coach, just want to get your reaction. I know it's something we're all asked all the time. In fact, this morning a couple of people asked what I knew about the report that came out today between the two sides, Kirk Cousins and the Redskins, on how they're like warming. Did you see the report? Do you have a reaction to it? What can you add?
I was just alerted to the report. I don't have a reaction. I'm not in the negotiations, unfortunately. I think I'm going to let everybody handle that. You know, I think Bruce Eric Schaefer will do a fine job, and obviously Kirk's agent will do his work, and hopefully something gets done.
What can you do to describe your relationship with Cousins, and how has it changed at all since you have taken over play calling duties now that you're, or is it the same that it's always been?
It's the same. You know, I think I have a lot of respect for Kirk and what he's done and what he's accomplished in a short period of time. I'm very happy that he's our quarterback. He's improved greatly. He's got great confidence, great command of the offense, and he's getting better. He's a young football player. So, you know, that's where we are. We got him here for another year. I'm going to coach the heck out of him. Love coaching him. I think he likes playing here in the system for this football team and this franchise. So we'll see what happens.